Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Morning, Dave. How you getting on?
Oh, I'm doing well. You had a plan for later on?
Nothing much. Just no. Taking it easy. Very very quiet. You know yourself this time of year.
Very quiet. Patrick Keelty, this is your third Late Late Toy Show. How do you feel about it?
I feel pretty much as excited and terrified and out of control as I was for the first one. You can't change it, Dave. That's the thing. Whenever I have now moved on to the Zen Buddha stage of Toy Show, where you sort of realize that you are the loose horse in the Grand National that potentially will maybe jump some jumps and maybe go around some jumps. You will finish. But people won't care. So that's kind of where we're at.
Listen, I think what you've done over the last couple of years has been genuinely brilliant. I've really, really enjoyed these. And my kids are still of an age where we'll still all sit down and watch them. So it's such a special night for so many families. What, like, jumping into this institution, how do you kind of feel it resonate with the rest of the country on a night like this?
You know, I've said it before that I sort of think there's an element of Irish Thanksgiving to all of this. I think that we have our Christmas. We have our Christmas with our family, and we have our Christmas, you know, with all of those people. This is a night where you can kind of choose who you want. There's no obligation. So you can actually hang out with your friends. You can hang out with your family. You can do that thing. If you look at people all around the world that are going to be tuning in, there's that sort of sense of, this is something that there's a sense of nostalgia. There's a sense of generosity of spirit that comes from it. And so that's the thing that just puts a big, big smile on your face.
Totally. No, it really does. It's an amazing night. And like, you see so many people even waiting for the decorations to go up.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, I'm very, like, the fact the toy show is now in December and not November, that makes me very happy. I was very much a, you know, decorations December man, so
yeah.
You know,
so
this
you're
is
happy
all good
now.
News I'm happy now.
Yeah, I put my decorations up in July if I was allowed, but my wife won't let me know. That's fair enough.
Well, I mean, they put different decorations up in July where I'm from, so you know, good on you.
That's true. Another key element of this is, of course, the theme of the toy show, which has just been announced only a few minutes ago. So thank you for telling us that it's going to be the Grinch.
There is no stick, I'm smarter.
Obviously, the Grinch doesn't love Christmas in the way that you and I might love Christmas. So a lot of work to do there, Paddy, to bring it round.
Well, I think what's lovely about the Grinch is that the Grinch didn't think that he loved Christmas.
Until
he met Cindy Lou, who actually saw who the Grinch really was. And Dave, if you have someone who's kind, who actually looks at you and sees the good in you, that then maybe they'll realise that, oh, wow, this isn't a Grinchy person. He's actually someone who's called the Grinch, but he actually loves Christmas deep down. And so I think that the joy of seeing somebody who maybe doesn't want to be involved in the party, getting involved in the party, is all what the toy show is about.
It's so 2025, isn't it? I see you. I see your love of Christmas. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I see your truth, Cindy Lou.
And come here, the Late Late Toy Show appeal is so incredible. The Irish people donate in a way that we know statistically we are the most generous nation in the world when it comes to charity. But you see it manifested every single year. And that must be so heartwarming for you as the presenter to be able to read out those totals and blow our minds at how generous we all are.
Look, you know, we're living in a world that people will tell you is selfish. And we are living in a world where we say, you know, things are upside down. If you look at people at this time of year, they're trying to put their own Christmas together. They're trying to make things work. They're trying to put, you know, the best foot forward for their own families. In the middle of all of that, for people to actually take a second and say, you know what, actually, I'm prepared to actually put my hand in my pocket and to give something to somebody else. I think a lot of the kids that come on this show are kids who are doing something that don't want to be thanked. And what's lovely is you say, you're amazing, you're kind, and we want to thank you. You know, that is a theme which I think when the country comes together and the total that we've raised over 26 million euros so far, the toy show isn't just a couple of hours, you know, on one night. It continues all around the year. And, you know, I've been lucky enough to go and see some of the projects and see where that money goes. The kindness of people, the generosity of people blows my mind. And if we can change one kid's life with you know, even a small donation tonight, you know, it's worth it.
Yeah, and it will be. Ireland will do its thing again, as it always does, which is incredible. Well, look, we look forward to it. Thank you for taking the time this morning. I know how busy it must be on the day of the toy show, but you're a very kind man to come on and tell us all about it. We will be tuned in this evening. The whole country will be watching the Late Late Toy Show. Absolutely break every leg there is. You're going to kill it, as always. You're brilliant, Paddy. Thanks so much.
Dave, thank you so, so much. I'm now about to go and lie in my cryogenic chamber in a dark room eating Haribo, and they'll break the glass at 9:30. I'll see you then.
Perfect. All right. See you then. Thank you so much.
Good to see you, fella.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose. By people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.